Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jen Twin, and it's Audiomo Day 18. And I've got Simon here, Simon Twin, because I wanted to...
Hello.
That was Simon. And I just want to... I want to talk about something that Simon was there, so I hope he's gonna help me.
I wasn't just there.
You did all the talking as well, didn't
and
you?
And I did all the carrying.
Yeah, all right, he did offer. Anyway, so this boo is for Amani Blog, who suggested...
Hello, Paul.
Hello. When I talked about decluttering and what to do with this stuff once we've sorted it all out, he suggested that electrical items, you can take them back to the shop because of the that the EU has come up with. So it means that the retailer has to take back the...
The Wii tailor.
The Wii tailor has to take back. Yeah, not to be confused with the Wii and Wii U, but this is the Wii. Anyway, it's got lots of, what does it stand for?
Waste electrical and electronics emissions or something.
Equipment,
yeah.
Equipment, probably. Yeah, so I looked it up because I've never done this before, so I don't know whether this works in the UK. So we thought we'd go and try this out. Because I happen to have our bathroom scales gave up the ghost last week and
they're electronic.
Yes. And I bought a new one and
also electronic.
Yes. And
even though I was saying let's get an analogue one.
I know, but I wanted the body fat one again. Because I think they're quite cool. So anyway, so I bought one of those, and they're not analog, unfortunately. So anyway, I bought one, and I still think, had the old one still been working, I still would have preferred, rather than getting it recycled, I would have preferred to pass it on to someone via Freecycle. You know, someone can still make use of it. But since the old one was broken, I thought, let's try this out. So... when I was in Watford anyway...
Now, for the cynics out there, by the way...
sorry?
For the cynics out there, it wasn't... Yana didn't think it was broken because it was reporting a higher weight than she thought she was. She thought, well, I can't possibly be that heavy. It must be the scales are broken. It's not that. I know you were thinking that. It's not that. It's the other way around. It's the other way around, isn't it? It was under-reporting.
Yes. Yes. I thought I can't have lost that much weight in one day. And then it was also completely inconsistent in the way it showed. So that's why I thought it was broken. Yes, thank you for clarifying that.
My pleasure.
It's probably completely necessary. Now...
yes, it made you laugh.
Yes. Yes.
No one else, but benefit. You did.
Well, you don't know that. Anyway, so...
Can't hear anyone else laughing.
Well, you will when I've published it.
Okay.
Now, anyway, so... so, continue with my story. Right, so since I was going to Watford, and that has one of those shops where I bought the scales from, so I thought I might see whether I can take it back to them and whether they'll take the old one back, because I saw that apparently if you buy an electrical item like that, so that is that's eligible for recycling... You have 28 days to take your old one back to the shop. Okay?
And they're obliged to recycle it.
And they're obliged to take it and recycle it. And
our daughter's just walked in.
Visitor, okay. And we're back. Right, so... where was I? Oh, yes. So they have to take it back within 28 days. And also sort of larger electrical items. I saw that... They obviously, you know, like when you buy a new washing machine or fridge or whatever, they would take... Well, no, fridges are different anyway because they've got that funny stuff in them that needs to be recycled.
Fluorocarbons.
Yeah. So, but, you know, anything else big, it said that the retailer has to take it back. But if it's that big, they can charge you for taking it back, which is what they usually do because when you buy one of these things, then you usually have to pay them 25 quid or something like that to take your old one back, right? So,
right.
Anyway, so the little... So because it's only bathroom scale, so I took it in. And now the shop I bought it from is John Lewis, which is one of the posher department stores here in the UK. And And they're generally quite helpful. So what happened was, so we both walked into John Lewis, found the electrical and department, and there were those two men standing there. One was very young and was looking at he was looking a bit new, wasn't he? And the other one looked a bit managerial. He looked like he was in a position of authority. So anyway, as happens in John Lewis, they both turned around immediately and asked whether they can help. So when you then explained, do you want to continue? You then explained to them what we wanted.
So I carried it to John Lewis.
Yes, you can. I'm sorry. I put it in the car and took it to Watford, and you carried it all the way to John Lewis.
Yes, that's right, yes.
I'm sorry.
To
give you the credit where it's due.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have recovered. I have recovered from the physical strain of carrying. So we bought some new scales from you and showed him the receipt from your website, and here's the old one. And so I understand that because of WEEE regulations, you will recycle this. As we're bringing it to you within 28 days of buying a new one. And so he looks at me a bit blankly, sort of.
They both not, did, didn't not, they?
As if they're not really sure whether
this
regulation is true and the 28 days it. And all that sort of thing. But kind of being all John Lewis-y, they were just kind of, well, you sound like you're middle class, so we're going to help you. And we'll just. Yes, it's not really going to be too much inconvenience for me to take this carry bag off you and go and
find a
chuck it round the back of, go in the stock room and hit a common person over the head with it or something. put a chav out of their misery.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I don't know what they do, these partners, as they call themselves. So yeah,
that's what made me a bit. I'm not 100%
certain that he knew that there's a big conveyor belt at the back where they put all their wee items ready for recycling.
Well, what made me a bit suspicious was that they both look completely blank. The young one looked like he would have gone off to find someone had we encountered just him, and then the older one looked completely blank. But yeah, he just went into automatic. Yeah, we're John Lewis. We are helpful. Yes, of course. You want me to take this carrier bag off you? Yes, of course I will do that. But the other thing that made me suspicious was he didn't really check what was in the bag, and he should have really also looked at the symbol at the back to see whether they actually can take this for recycling. That's what I would have expected him to do, to say, yes, this is eligible. Yes, we will take this. But he just took the carrier bag. So I thought, I don't know what they're going to do with it. So,
I wonder whether this is perhaps the first time they've ever had a wee item handed into them.
Possibly. It's not the biggest journalist ever. Because this is not... I don't think this is very well publicised at all in the UK. I don't think people know about this.
In Ireland, I believe it certainly is, because I'm aware of... there's one of the websites I'm familiar with... has a very different code on the Irish version, so that it can cater for all the wee charges and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with it from it. So yes, it's very well established, I think, in Ireland.
Mm. Well, here it seems to be fairly new. It said from something 14, so it seems to be this year, the regulations.
Something 14.
But I don't think the 14. Shops are making it very clear. Mm. Yeah, so it's from what I saw on the website, it's sort of definitely from the UK government, but it seemed to be from this year. Mm. So it's something changed this year. But anyway, so yeah, I'm not sure that shops actually do this, and that even the shops are aware of it. But yeah, interesting experiment.
And of course, the last thing that we said to them was these gentlemen and John Lewis. Was to apologise for the fact that the carrier bag had Marks and Spencers written on the outside of it.
I just grabbed a strong bag. Their bags aren't very strong, are they?
Thank you for letting me go on your boo.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Right then, thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Toodaloo.